Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media ahead of Saturday's clash with Pittsburgh.
Most of these teams, you're putting up 25, 30 points. The Steelers, it's kind of been over the past couple of years, been a little bit opposite. Why do you think the Steelers give you guys some trouble in that respect?
I don't think it's no trouble. I think we always have, I feel like, turnovers, missed kicks, like stuff like that during the game. So if we eliminate those, because we move the ball downfield. I know you see that, right? We move the ball downfield. We get across the 50. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to take care of the ball, make kicks, and try to put the ball in the end zone.
Lamar was talking about, especially in this last game against Pittsburgh, a lot of times you're getting first and long because of penalties and things like that. How disruptive is that to the flow of this offense when you guys set back with the first down penalty?
I mean, when it's first and 15 or second and 20, like, it's hard to get back on track. It's the NFL, so it's hard to get back on track. So we try to eat at the yards a little bit to try to cut it closer to get a better third down or a better second down. So he right about that we be in long situations, first and second down. So once we get out of those, we'll be all right.
Knowing Lamar like you do, being so close, just how much do you sense from him how bad he wants to beat the Steelers?
He want to beat everybody just about the same. So I get a sense of that every week. Every team we play, he's like, let's blow him out, man. Like, we don't even want to play with him. Like, let's just go out and do what we got to do and get out of here. So I feel like he got that same energy for every game. He locked in the same way, no matter who we playing.
Along those lines, what has stood out to you about Lamar's leadership this year?
He's been a little bit more vocal, but not a lot. You know what I mean? His action, he like to take the field and do what he do. And then he'll tell you on the field. It's not so much like, you got to do this or do that. He just, like, he played the game, and then we just follow along because we see how hard he playing. That's our quarterback, so we try to get the same amount of effort.
Say, we just heard from Marlon. That was a defensive perspective maybe about talking about the losing of the series. That's something you guys have talked about. It's 8-9 at this point right now.
I ain't even know that. But, you know, we're going to worry about this game, try to get this win, this game, and move forward.
Do you feel like this the division?
We just gonna go out and win. We just gonna go out and try to win. But if the division on the line, probably. I really don't know. I ain't really paying attention to it. I'm just worried about going out there, playing my best, playing our best, and getting a win.
Hey, Marlon, what do they do that's – you've obviously only played it twice. I mean, you had 7 catches, I think, and 17 targets. You've got a touchdown there. What do they do that stresses you, that's difficult for you?
Nothing. They don't really do nothing that really stresses me, if I'm being honest. It just, you know, you have some games, and it ended up being that game. So we'll figure it out when we get there. This week we got them, so I'm going to look forward to that.
What do you think Marlon described the team meeting today as fiery? Does it feel different, the Steelers, because it's the Steelers?
Of course, because it's a rival. It's a rival. It's always going to be like that, no matter what team got a rival, what rivalry it is. If you got a rival in your division and you ain't going to go out there and want to play soft, you got to make sure everybody fired up and ready to go, make sure everybody got their minds on right, their head locked in. So it's always going to be like that.
Zay, if you had to say the number one thing you want out of the next 3 weeks, is it the division? Is it you want to be playing at your best going into the playoffs? Like, what's the driving goal?
Division, playing at our best, win all three. Everything that comes with it, we want everything. We want to end it the right way. So we want to go out with a bang these last 3 games, finish the right way, go into the playoffs with a little momentum, and do what we got to do then.
What have you seen from Tez the last, really this season in practice? I mean, we really only got to see him this week. But what's kind of been the work behind his performance this week?
Yeah, Tez improved a lot. Tez come out every day in practice and give 100 against our first team defense. And you see him get better each week. Like, you see him improve on something, then the next week he'll improve on something else. And he always asking questions, no matter what it is, whether it's a play, whether it's how to run a route. He going to always ask questions, and he going to do his best and everything. And I'm glad he finally getting a chance to play and show.
Bates had a lot of long touchdowns this season. The connection between he and Lamar has been really good.
What have you seen behind the scenes on the practice field or whatnot that you feel like has enabled him to hit those shots?
More practice. We just been practicing them and talking about it. I feel like that's the biggest thing about it, practicing on the field and taking it to the game. And also watching film, and, oh, this how we going to do it. This how we going to do this. And that's what it's been.
To go back to Tess for a second, I know the situation with Deontay is outside of your guys' control. But do you feel like a guy like Tess stepping up shows the ability of this wide receiving group to kind of succeed no matter who's available?
Yeah, I feel like everybody in our receiver room could play. Like no matter what, no matter who it is, from Anthony Miller, Tess, to Tylan Wallace, y'all seen Tylan Wallace. Anybody, I feel like anybody can step up, make plays, and help get the team a win.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Yeah.